Hello, come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. I am Catherine Gabriel Jones, your host and barista, and I'm glad you have arrived. A while ago, I got to sit down with Joanna Basil, writer, podcast host, musician, yoga teacher, who blends movement, philosophy, beauty, music. Oh, she's kind of a Renaissance person. And she and I had a conversation that really touched on every aspect of life. And I asked her a question that has really become a favorite with almost every single one of my guests. If you could fold time and space and have a conversation with your past self, what would you say to your previous incarnation, to your past self? She shared a wonderful nugget. Many golden nuggets. Here's one of them, and I wanted to share it with you. Here's hoping.
I would tell myself to start therapy now.
Preach.
There's such a stigma around it, and I think maybe earlier on, I don't know. I mean, listen, I also have faith that everything happens when it's supposed to.
Yep.
So maybe some of those experiences that I had shaped who I am today and you know, helps aid in that ability to help other people or whatever it is that I'm doing in this life. but yeah, I think, you know, embracing therapy and everything that's therapeutic, and emancipating myself from that dysfunction that I touched on earlier on, because, you know, I relied on it for so long. It's almost like I was codependent on the dysfunction, But then again, and I wouldn't have the experience, I wouldn't be able to share it and help other people through it. I would, maybe the empathy around that wouldn't be the same.
It's been more than 3 years since the COVID pandemic has swept across the globe. How has your life changed in that time? Do you remember what life was like in the pre-COVID experience? How has it changed? Thinking about the world as it is now, and then reflecting back on what has been in the past can sometimes be difficult. And reconciling that change can even be more of a challenge. And thinking about trying to reconcile those two can almost lead to this cognitive dissonance. There is always a stigma about getting help. I certainly feel it. God knows, one of the biggest challenges I face is that I'm really good at encouraging other people to reach out for help, but man, it is hard for me to ask for it. And I know that I am not alone. Society makes it hard. Joanna calls it really well. There's a stigma about it. So So yeah, how does the world look different now for you? How does your life feel different now? And when that difference really comes home, what does that feel like? How does that impact you? I mean, it takes a lot of wisdom, I think. You know, I mean, it's easy to say something's really wise, but Joanna's golden nugget is just really so precious. It takes so much wisdom to say, I wouldn't have this skill if I didn't go through this thing. What do we know now that is valuable that we didn't know before? Maybe we'll never know. I mean, we can't know what we don't know because we wouldn't have known that we didn't know it because, you know, it's a never-ending circle of doubt. We'd never be able to go back and talk to our past self anyway, right? Just like hope. Hope is that thing that is, well, we can't touch it. We can't do anything except imagine it. We can't do anything except hope. We pull towards something. We long for it. We work toward it. We wake up every morning to fight the same struggles that left us so tired the night before. And that, my friends, that is bravery. That is courage. And that is hope. So what is different about your life now than before COVID-19? Ever entered into your life? Or whatever else changed your experience? Maybe it was a realization that you had about something or someone in your life. Maybe it was a discovery. But there's always that moment that we have in our experience, that extraordinary moment that changes us. It's like a tectonic shift where the landscape in our lives is forever altered by something that changes, and it shifts on a dime, where the world that we had known is no longer recognizable because of something we realized, something we discovered, something we now know that can never be unknown. It changes the map of who we knew ourselves to be. And sometimes the only way that we can make it through this new changed landscape is with help. Sometimes we can make it through with help of friends, loved ones, and sometimes we need guided professional help. I know I certainly have, and I've been grateful for it when I've had it. Wow, this felt like a really serious, really powerful golden nugget. I'm so grateful to Joanna for sharing this wisdom with me today. I've also been grateful that you have come to join me today. Whether this is your first visit here or you're a regular, I hope that you share this episode with a friend or someone who could use a reminder that they are not alone and that it's okay to reach out for help. Maybe someone who could use maybe one of the links that's in the show notes that I will include. We are all we have in this world. We are not alone. None of us are. We have each other. And that really is a lot, especially when we feel alone. Yeah, especially when we feel alone. Oh, I did forget to include that if you do want to share this episode with friends and family, I have included links of the show in on the four social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Sorry about that. All the links are in the show notes. Oops. There's some people I really want to thank. You know them. You know their names, but I'm going to say them anyway. I want to thank the Reverend Dr. Seth D. Jones for the music. Thank you, Seth. He composed it, and he also produced it. I want to thank T. Sorex for the artwork for Here's Hoping. Thank you, T. I've included T's shop on Etsy. I also want to thank you for returning, and I especially want to thank Joanna. Thank you for your work, and thank you for continuing to bring beauty into the world. Tonight, I'd like to end with a beautiful quote from a show called Russian Doll. This seems particularly appropriate for today's episode, and I'm just gonna dive right in. I will, of course, include the link to the show. And you may have noticed that today's episode does have some of the... Well, it's not as perfect as some of the other episodes that I like to have. I decided that I'm just going to let my humanity freak flag fly and just let my audio mistakes be here because, you know, I am who I am. So, and I'm just grateful for it, I suppose. So here goes. Here's the quote from Ruth in Russian Doll. Trauma is a topographical map written on the child, and it takes a lifetime to read. I want to thank you once again for joining me. Take care of yourself on this week ahead, and may the best of your past be the worst of your future. Okay, take care. Bye.